2 days out from launch. We're sitting there and we're super excited because, like, we're only 48 hours away from launching this thing that we're so excited about. It was the right time. Then we get a letter. It's a thick letter. And it seems quite official.
That's always a bad sign.
Yeah, yeah. And we're like, well, we don't get many of these. And so what is that? We opened it up and it was a letter from a solicitor and it was a cease and desist to not launch the site.
Every year, more than 100 million startups are launched. That's 3 startups every second. And around 90% of those new companies will fail.
I'm spending each day in engineering trying to get the products limping along. Meanwhile, at night, I'm trying to respond to customers and support issues and things. You know, 7 days a week, 16-hour days minimum, and I'm tired. This is it. I'm not being treated like this. So I just walked out.
We had this wonderful graph that was about to crash. On top of that, my co-founder, he decides to head back home to Israel. And so I had, with 48 hours to spare, lost my idea and my co-founder.
So what does it take to build a business that succeeds? One that has universal impact and which might one day become what many investors call a unicorn?
Coming from Sweden, we're an insignificant country. Everything we do from get-go needs to be global and international because we don't have a home market to save our business. It has to scale globally.
The amount of work involved in this is so much. If you're going to do this properly, you've got to be kind of pissed off at the world about something. Something's wrong, there's an injustice or something. I'm going to solve that, make something that doesn't exist so you can make wealth that doesn't exist.
From Lawson Media, the network behind the award-winning series Moonshot, I'm Christopher Lawson and this is Building a Unicorn. A show exploring what it takes to build a big global business. Something that doesn't happen overnight, but which takes many small wins.
I remember getting into this office and we were all sitting on computers in different locations, like refreshing to see the orders come through. And so we were refreshing and then it was like 12, nothing, 1201, nothing, 1202, bang, and we had our first order.
And then taking those small wins and doubling down until you hit a turning point.
I remember when our turnover hit 100 million SEK, that's like $10 million. I cried because that took 8 years to get there. It's been a long-term vision. We know that over time this is going to work.
Apple approached us out of the blue and said, hey, what you're working on actually would be great for everyone who has an iPhone and everyone who has a Mac and we have a lot of cash and we just want to build really good products.
Building a Unicorn is available now in your favorite podcast app or visit buildingaunicorn.com for more details.
If I surround myself with people where everything is different, magical things happen.